This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it once a week on Spiegel and Ohms. There are two sports categories, one non-sports category, historically anyway. I frequently am the host. I will give the category, and then the boys will go around and name items that are in the category until everyone is gone. You at home, in the car, in the garage, in the cubicle, get to play along as well. Are you ready, peoples?
I think so.
Shane, Tanny, you guys ready?
No.
Yeah.
Tanny, let me know when you're ready.
I will sit here all day.
Oh, man. Sorry. Don't do that.
I think he's ready.
Here we go. The NCAA tournament is upon us. I am looking at a list in front of me of the coaches who have appeared in the most Final Fours. As a head coach, a college basketball coach, who has made it to the most Final Fours in NCAA tournament history? Lawrence, you're first.
Wait, I need some clarification.
Sure.
Active coaches?
Nope. All coaches in the history of college basketball.
Dean Smith.
Dean Smith, 11 Final Fours. He is third. Tanny.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Number one with 13 Final Fours.
John Wooden.
Number two with 12 Final Fours.
Bill Self.
Bill Self is indeed on this list at four. He's got made to four Final Fours. He's tied for last place on this list. I don't go lower than four. Tanny.
John Calipari.
And he made also four Final Fours. He's on this list. Shane.
Jim Boeheim.
Jimmy Boeheim, five Final Fours from Syracuse, yes.
Someone say Rick Pitino?
Not yet. You just did. Five Final Fours for Rick Pitino. Tanny.
Gene Cady.
Gene Cady is a no. I'm so sorry. Gene Cady's a no.
That's fine. I'll just go back to my audiobook called Chaos by Tom O'Neill about the secret history of the 1960s and Charles Manson.
You finished it already.
I got to go back. There's some stuff I missed in there by Jack Ruby.
You beat it.
It's very timely.
You beat me by weeks on our battle to get to 16 hours. Tanny has dominated me. Shane, I need a college basketball coach who's made the most Final Fours.
Roy Williams.
Number four on the list with nine. Very good.
John Thompson?
John Thompson is not on the list. Need one more, Shane, for the win.
Is Billy Donovan on the list?
Billy Donovan is on the list with four. Could have had Tom Izzo, Denny Crum. Adolf Rupp. It's always fun to say Adolf.
Yeah, I'm sure you love that name.
Even when Flula's not here. Bob Knight on the list. Guy Lewis, Lute Olson, and more. Shane wins category number one. All right, here's category number two. I put this one together myself. This was fun to do the research on today. I am looking at a list which I believe is complete, but if you come up with a name that's not here, I'll look it up. But I believe it's complete. These are NFL players and Major League Baseball players who appeared in the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
These are football players who are in the NFL and or baseball players who are in MLB who also played college basketball and appeared in the NCAA tournament. Chris Tannehill, you are first.
Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers is correct. He's one of two people who played in a Super Bowl and a Final Four at North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. I can't give you that answer. I don't know. Well, actually, I can. I can give it to you in a minute when somebody guesses it. No, maybe I can. I don't know. Shane.
Kenny Lofton.
Kenny Lofton is correct. He backed up Steve Kerr at Arizona.
Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates made it to the Elite Eight. With absolutely made it to the Elite Eight with what's it called? Kent State. Absolutely correct.
I was so demonstrative here. Oh, sorry. Is it my turn or is it Shane's?
It is your turn.
So I was so demonstrative because Lawrence took my guess
took your guess.
But it gave me time to think of a great all-around athlete like Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield, 1972 with the University of Minnesota, drafted in all three sports and certainly played in the NCAA tournament. Shane.
Just ask him about it. He'll tell you. Tony Clark.
Tony Clark.
Guy loves talking about himself.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He didn't make it to the tournament.
Oh, I just knew he played college basketball.
The MLBPA guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Damn it.
I had to look it up. He did not play in the tournament. You know, yeah.
It's okay. I don't have to win every category.
Are you looking it up right now?
No, I did look it up, but I just want to make sure I'm right.
Yeah, because we don't want Shane to lose out.
I know.
I could be wrong. I could very well be wrong. I don't have to win every category.
No, he played college basketball, but he did not play in the NCAA tournament. I'm so sorry. Shane, you're done in this category. Lawrence.
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez played at Cal with Sharif Abdur-Rahim. That is correct.
Lawrence is brave, man. Me and him sometimes are on the same wave, like thinking of the tight ends.
Yes.
You know, but I think
there's
I know there's there's more if you're gonna drop that hint on me. Did Jimmy Graham do it?
The University of Miami. Yes, sir. Jimmy Graham played in the NCAA tournament. There are many more.
There are?
Yes. Some of them are deep and old names you might not know, but there's some others that you ought to come up with.
J.J. Redick.
Shane, you're out.
Are we out of baseball players?
No, we are not. There's two more baseball players I'd say maybe you should know. Maybe just one.
I know this is off category. All right, I'll take another guess.
Okay.
I'll guess Antoine Randle L.
Damn right. Lost to Ron Artest's St. John's team at the University of Indiana. Antoine Randle L., current Bears assistant head coach, is on this list. Tanny.
Did Grant Hill's dad do it?
Calvin Hill?
That's outstanding. No, I don't have Calvin Hill on this list.
What about Harlan Hill?
Yeah.
Hey, is it pro bowler?
Lawrence, you got one more for fun?
Charlie Ward?
Charlie Ward never played in the NFL. I guessed him.
That's right.
As I was putting it together, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't make the NFL.
Vince Wilfork.
No, but can I give you some other ones on this list?
Yeah,
Trace Armstrong.
Please.
How we miss that?
Martellus Bennett.
Oh, that's right. At Texas A&M.
Oh! Martellus Bennett. Mo Alie-Cox, the Colts tight end, played at VCU. Donovan McNabb, people.
That's right.
For Syracuse when they lost to Kentucky in 96. Terrell Owens, 1 minute in round one at Tennessee Chattanooga.
I would have never gotten a T.O.
Me neither. Brad Johnson, the quarterback, played.
He was on the basketball team?
He played at Florida State. He lost to Iowa with B.J. Armstrong in the NCAA tournament. Is that awesome? And then the baseball one I thought you'd get is Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge at BYU had the buzzer beater coast to coast to reach the Elite Eight.
Oh, man.
And then two last ones from baseball, just for fun. Randy Wynn was Steve Nash's teammate at Santa Clara.
Did Tony Gwynn get to the tournament? Because didn't he play at San Diego State?
That's a great call, but he must not have made it to the tournament because I was looking it up. And
he's a point guard, right?
Yeah. And then there are others that are old school, but The late Ryan Miner was the Big 8 Player of the Year at Oklahoma, and he replaced Cal Ripken Jr. at shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow.
So
that's a good category.
I put it together myself. That was damn fun. Thank you, peoples. All right, here you go. So Lawrence got that one. Category 3. You guys are all excited about the White Sox food, aren't you?
Yep.
Yes.
You like eating food at White Sox games.
Yeah, don't like watching the baseball. You got to occupy your time with something else.
Let's go, sustenance.
And last year's All-Star representative, the Campfire Milkshake, is back for another year.
And now it's got a contender birthday cake shake thing.
I'm looking here at all of the concession stands on the 100 level of Guaranteed Rate Field.
Like the names of them?
From the MLB Ballpark app.
Oh, no. This sucks.
Either the names or the items. The items will probably get it done. Some of them are just listed by the items.
All right.
So wait, can we just name the player? Because I might not know what the actual stand is called, but I might know what players they are.
What do you mean players?
A lot of those concession stands on the back wall are named after a player.
No, you name the food item if you can't come up with the name of the concession stand.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You got me?
All right.
So, but okay. You'll probably, if you think about it now, you'll probably be able to come up with the concession stand on the 100 level.
Okay.
But if you name me the food item, I'll probably give it to you. Okay. Shane, you're up.
The Burger Barn.
The Burger Barn is, of course, one of the concession stands on the 100 level at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Street Taco.
Street Taco. 35th Street Tacos. Absolutely. Tanny.
Thank you for saving elotes for me.
Elote. There are 3 elotes stands on the 100 level. 3. Shane.
I'm just going to give you Polish and Onions.
Yes.
The Vienna kiosk.
I think I know the name of this one. Go ahead, give it to him. He deserves it.
Well, there's bratwurst and sausage. That's what you're talking about.
There's
2 of those. There's 2 bratwurst and sausage. Absolutely. Lawrence.
Churros.
Churros. Damn right. There are 2 churros on the 100 level of Guaranteed Rate Field. Tanny.
This is tough when you haven't been to a game in almost 2 years. The Mini Minoso's Cuban Comet Cafe.
That's a good one.
Damn right. The Cuban sandwiches. Absolutely. Cuban sandwiches are there.
They got a couple Dippin' Dots carts.
Damn right. The Dippin' Dots is listed as one of the concessions. Lawrence.
Does the lemon chill count with the Dippin' Dots? Sure. Are they the same?
I think they're different.
But I think they're sold together.
I don't have the lemon chills, right. Not here. I'll give you another one, though.
Margaritas.
It's just food I'm looking for.
Not alcohol?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I'll give you one more.
Beggar's Pizza.
Damn right. Which one? Beggar's Pizza and ice cream? I'll give you that.
Oh.
There's another one. We'll knock it off. Beggar's Pizza Pub is the second one that's listed. So, yes, Beggar's is done. Tanny.
Funnel Cake.
Funnel Cake.
Oh, good job, man.
There are 2 funnel cake stands on the 100 level.
The strong outings year after year.
Shane.
Rainbow Cone.
Damn right. Rainbow Cone's on the 100 level. There's one of those.
Cotton Candy.
Oh, I don't have Cotton Candy listed.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't think they have a stand for cotton candy. I think it's like an add-on. The guys who walk around, I think, just carry them.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the L.
Lawrence is out. Tanny.
Damn it.
The Irish nachos stand.
Yes, there's nachos, which is just the Irish one, and then there's another nachos, Buenos Nachos.
Okay, so did you just take what I was going to say? Because he said specifically the Irish nachos, which is French fries. I was going to say the nacho helmet, which is different.
Shane gets completely different. Yes, he is correct.
Tanny can't say the French fry nacho, and then you just give, they also have other nachos.
Okay, that's fine. You're good. Back to you, Tanny. We're done with nachos.
Yeah, I don't know if this was covered earlier.
Has it been mentioned?
But there is one. I think it's called the Sweet Spot, where it's just ice cream and stuff. I don't know if you have that lumped in with what you were saying earlier,
There's two different places
to get soft serve ice cream on the 100 level.
Is that the creamery? Would it be
absolutely
the creamery?
It is, please.
Of course he's gonna say yes. No, that's actually not it. I guess I'm out.
I'm giving him the creamery. Let's keep going. Shane, what do you got?
There's a stand for tamales.
I don't have tamales listed on the MLB Ballpark app, the official site.
That sucks.
Wow. I don't have tamales. Tanny, got one more?
Is this Bill Melton's Rooftop Dogs? Is that on your list there?
Well, the
footlong Comiskey Dogs.
Nobody mentioned hot dogs. There are 7 hot dog stands.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like Shane did mention it because he said Vienna sausage.
It's different. There's a hot dog one, and there's one that's got Polish and Italian.
I know, but Vienna beef kind of covers.
So, I don't want to be a Tanny and just say that one nachos is all nachos.
Wow.
I don't want to be
that. That's why I was very specific there in my last nominee.
And I appreciate
there.
That. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to be a speed.
I agree with you, by the way.
Sorry.
I agree.
So there was hot dogs. We're done. But there was Comiskey dogs.
That's what I just said, yeah.
And then there's the Carvery to go along with the Creamery.
Wait, what's the Carvery?
I don't know. Ham and stuff.
You can get that on the 100 level and not just Scout Seats?
Yeah.
Italian beef and meatball sandwiches? We would have accepted.
Bona.
Yeah. How about the Mac Shack for the mac and cheese, ladies and gentlemen?
I love Mac and cheese. Chicago!
Just don't want it in my truck with me.
They serve nothing but toothy critters.
The classics and grill. The grill, sweet and savory. Mini melts. Anyway, but there's a spirited game.
Good category.
Categories.
So wait, we all won one, right?
Yeah, everybody won one.
That's pretty great.
There you go. Congratulations to all. You know, the real listener. The real winner.
Oh, you blew it.
You see, you take my line and you don't even execute it properly. Good Lord, Speaks.
Who's the real winner, Danny?
You blew it.
Nope.
Come on, say it. Who's
they
the
know who
winner?
They are. It's the listener.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
We don't have anything scheduled for the next segment.
What do you want to do, man? We can do some stuff. 5 o'clock, we're going to do some big picture baseball stuff that ties in to the Cubs and the Sox.
If you want, we could stay on food and talk about the Masters.
Oh, that's actually a great idea. We have an opportunity, all four of us, to show how good we are at dinner. It's not just Tanny who gets to be a lead at dinner. Let's figure that out.
All right, let's do that next here on The Score.